Andrew Beavers is a supervisor on the Lutzen Township Board. The township annual meeting and elections were Tuesday, March 10th. Welcome, Andrew.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. Let's start with personnel. Who was elected?
Well, John Groth was elected as treasurer. He was the sitting, the incumbent, I guess you could say, and he was elected unanimously. And then Larry McNeely, who took over for Ginny Storley when she was elected commissioner last fall, we appointed him during that time to fill in the vacancy until the election, and he was elected unanimously as well. So we welcome both of them. Both of them have done great jobs. Larry in filling in, and John, of course, has been there for a few years. So we're really happy to have them back on the team, as you could say.
And you had some resolutions that were before the voters.
Right. Yeah. You know, so during the annual meeting, there's the big topic of Birch Grove funding, the foundation funding. And so the annual meeting was extremely well attended, a very polarizing issue. We as a town board made the decision to postpone any movement on donations pending our lawyer's approval. We have a township lawyer, and we want to make sure there's some pretty murky water, I guess you could say, when it comes to what a township can give to an organization or as a donation. So we are still in the process of looking at that, but this is a good segue. We actually have a website that's coming up and live within the next week, and that'll be a great spot for people to stay up to date as far as what the decision is and what we can do for those two organizations. You know, I think they're important to the community. We just want to be sure to follow the law to the T. You know, it's important to do the right thing.
And what else did you guys discuss?
Well, that pretty much summed it up for the annual meeting on March 10th. We, of course, had our regular township board meeting on March 17th, and that was filled with much of the usual business. you know, we were getting some new laundry equipment for the fire department, their special washing machine and dryer that help take off all those chemicals from a fire and really protect the safety of the firemen wearing that. They're specifically designed to remove those toxins and make sure that you know, when they put them back on, there's no residual in contamination going forward. There was also a through the smoke class that was held for the fire department that we hosted. And that is just a training to deal with heavily smoky environments. So, you know, another great thing, you know, we have a great emergency response infrastructure in Lutzen with our EMS department and fire department. This is just another example of how we're really staying at the forefront of training and making sure that we have the best and the brightest. They had only four calls the last month, two propane calls on one day, though, and that sort of reiterates why we want to have all the equipment ready to go at any given time, which is another reason for that washing machine and dryer specific to the to those fire suits. We also we're putting our 79 LaFrance fire truck up on the classified, so you can look for that in the Cook County Herald coming up. And yeah, if you're looking to own a beautiful vintage piece of fire equipment for your home collection, it doesn't have a tank, but it's still a pretty neat truck. And if you're interested, you could get in contact with our clerk here. The EMT news, we actually had a little six calls on the EMT. So, double what they had last year, but still within an acceptable range or expected range, I should say. They actually finished their SOGs, the safety and operation guidelines. They needed to be updated. It was a project that Fred Schmidt took on with the help of Matt Cardis and Cassia, and they got that done. So we're all up to date with the SOGs, and that's great job for them to take on that project. I am still working on the expanding of the Lutzen borders. I've been in contact with the county auditor. We're working on getting Deer Yard Lake as part of Lutzen Township and allowing those citizens to have a voice in township elections and matters. They're already part of our fire district, so it seems pretty logical that we would move in that direction, and we're just moving that down the line. And so hopefully within the next couple of months, we'll be able to say and welcome the Deer Yard Lake residents into Lutzen Township officially. We also made a special donation to the Lutzen Alpine Ski Team. This was one thing they were asking for, a pretty small amount. With the number of Lutzen Township kids that are participating in it, and I think it's something like 55 in the county, we thought that it was important for us to help them out and, you know, continue that great tradition. You know, all sorts of kids have grown up with that Alpine ski team before they move on to, you know, high school, and some even stay on the Alpine ski team while in high school. And we think it's important and indicative of the North Shore to have a vibrant ski team. And it's run by mostly volunteers. So this money is really going to go to help for just simple things like bibs and poles and those sort of things. So really important. And last, I have a couple trainings that I'm going to the 24th and 25th. I'll be in beautiful Cotton, Minnesota for a local Board of Appeals and equalization training. That directly ties in with our next meeting on the third Tuesday in April. An hour before that meeting, so at 6 o'clock instead of 7, we'll be doing the taxation end of the annual meetings. And so we welcome citizens to come down an hour before our regular meeting. And then I'll be also doing the Minnesota Area Townships training for the spring short course, which is a legal course just based on procedures and things that townships and supervisors can and can't do, and just looking to further educate myself. That'll be in Bemidji. But and then we're on to the next meeting.
Excellent. We've been speaking with Lutzen Supervisor Andrew Beavers. The Lutzen Board meets on the third Tuesday of the month at Lutzen Town Hall, starting at 7 p.m., but next week starts at 6 p.m.
Right.
The meetings are open to the public. Thanks so much for joining us, Andrew.
Yeah, you're welcome. I also just wanted to say that our website, lutzentownship.com, so look for that. Starting next week, we'll have that up and ready to go, and it'll have some basic information, rental for the town hall, as well as meetings and access to supervisor info. So if you want to contact us, you can check that out, lutzentownship.com.
Excellent. Thanks, Andrew.
You're welcome.